Good morning, this is GM huffing and puffing because I'm a big guy walking over a hill to get to the bus in the morning. I ramble on about games mastering and roleplay and things that interest me. So let's see what we're going to talk about today. So here we are, it's been a couple of weeks. I was moving house. You may have just listened to the previous podcast talking about moving. Move took a lot longer than I thought. Still nowhere near being complete. I got out of the old place. I'm dealing with real estate agents who are rude and inconsiderate and just in your face about everything, and I'm sure they think the same about us for whatever their reasons are, because that's why they're being rude. But whatever, it's raining right now as I walk, and I thought to myself, I know I've probably podcasted about this before, but maybe it's different, maybe it's different thoughts. As I walk along in the rain, and I walked yesterday in the rain, and I was wearing shoes that had a hole in them, and the rain got in and my foot got soaked, and I had to stop and, you know, clean up my shoe and squish out all the water from the sock and hang it out to dry for the day and wrap my feet up in a cloth of some sort, or just wearing shoes without cloth. Just feels weird, and I'm thinking, how do the medieval travelers do this? They're out and they're walking, and suddenly they've realized there's a shoe has got a hole in it. Well, they didn't notice during the dry weather, but then Games Master checks on the chart and sees that it's wet weather and gets to muck with the players a little bit. Oh dear, look at that. You've got a wet shoe now. What do you want to do? And now, if you have traveled like I have, and you're traveling around the world and you don't have a place or a base of operations to stop at, you can't just stop because your foot is wet. You have to keep trudging on until you get to your location. Mine would be some hostel I was staying at, or a place I had arranged to be at, and I'm lost and I can't find my way, and I don't have access to a taxi or the funds to a taxi, and I've only got a map, I've got to walk, and that map might be outdated from something I printed off the internet a year before because I pre-planned my travels. So I'm walking along and my foot is wet, and I'm like, ah, and I walk all day, and I've got things to do, and I can't change my plans just because my foot is wet. So what happens? I end up spending the whole day with a wet sock. At the end of the day, my foot is swollen. It's gone white in parts and blue in other parts, and I have to put ointment on it or things like this. Shouldn't walk around with a wet foot, that's for sure. And it made it difficult for the next day. So I learnt not to do that as often as possible. I learnt some tricks. Taking off your sock, wrapping it up toilet paper. The local public toilets. The sock goes into a plastic bag inside your bag you're carrying, so it doesn't stink up the rest of your clothes. And hopefully doesn't get too stinky itself, so you can wash it that night. But these are all things that you go through when you're travelling. So chuck it. Chuck a few of them at your players, just for that little bit of extra immersion. It takes all of 5 minutes. You just, okay, you've been traveling for several hours. Let's see what encounters we have on our encounter chart. The players are all there traveling. Oh no, there's a big bear, there's an ambush, there's a this. And then you roll up spoiled shoe or damaged goods. Okay guys, X player X D4 for which player? Player X, you have a hole in your shoe and now you can't travel on. Now, depending, if you've got a high magic system and your mage can say, okay, I'll spend one of my spell slots and I will do a repair spell on his shoe. There we go. That's the 5 minutes. You're done. But has he used up a spell slot for the day? Is the next encounter now slightly worse off? And that's the kind of thing I'm thinking here. And so it's all about the war of attrition on players. It always has been. Players have a finite set of resources before they get to the dungeon, and as they're retreating from the dungeon, a finite set of resources. So using some of those resources up before they arrive through mundane things that they just don't consider is all part and parcel of the games master's job. He just wants to make sure that he gets the most bang for his buck. Players arrive at the dungeon, they're already 25% of the spells down and not completely prepared. That's the whole point. Yes, you've got immersion. Yes, you've got plot, storyline, and making things interesting. And that's one angle. But the other angle is, from a gaming perspective, Games Master's using up the players' resources to make them less effective for the next task. Anyway, I'll come up with creative thoughts. Maybe the elven sleeves are really good at absorbing water, and so the elf takes one of his spare shirts and turns it into a sock for his foot, and he stitches up using some sap of some tree to seal the gap so that they can walk on through the rain and not feel terrible. Oh, it's raining heavy. So now that my move has started and almost finished, I should be back to this podcasting my thoughts and ideas on different games mastering matters in the near future. So look forward to it. If you've only just joined us, yeah, I could suggest going back over some of my older podcasts, but what I'm looking at doing is getting some of these older podcasts, writing down the notes of what I've said, fleshing them out and turning them into longer episodes. So don't feel that you have to go back and listen to older stuff unless you've run out of the newer stuff to listen to. But if you want to go back and listen to some older things, feel free. But don't worry if you don't, I'll cover it all again in the future. I'm going to sign off here because I'm almost at work. Have a good day, have a good game. Catch you later. You've been listening to GM Puffing. That was a podcast recording about games mastering, roleplay, and topics related. If you're interested in anything else that I happen to have, I have a Patreon. And I have a blog, Dungeon World Dev, and my website is dungeondelvers12.com. So pop in and drop me a line.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.